the panel connection.
Hi, is Jeff there?
This is him.
Hi, Jeff. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for asking. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago. It looks like it was based on some financing you did last year for some capital. And so based on that, we were able to pre-approve your business for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. Just kind of wanted to circle back with you and see what you have in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
Right now, we really don't need any.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a typical time of year you guys reevaluate, like, your equipment or capital needs?
You might give me a call back here in about 3 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks?
We might be doing something.
Oh, what are you guys looking to do in 3 weeks? It's pretty soon here.
Well, we're expanding our business, and we're getting into doing livestock panels and some farm equipment, some smaller tractors and stuff.
Okay.
So
you'd be getting all this equipment for your business?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So then, sounds like you guys are growing, right?
Right.
Okay, so with the livestock panels, trailers, and you said, what else did you say you might be looking into getting?
We're doing away with the trailers.
Oh, you're doing away with the trailers.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to start selling some farm implements and cater to the hobby farmers, some small tractors and that type of stuff.
Oh, okay. So small tractors. You guys are going to mainly just cater to the smaller farms?
Right.
And the hobbies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, that's awesome. How much do those, like, normally go for?
I can get them for, you know, 4,000 and sell them for 9 to 10 and plus sell implements with them.
Okay, awesome. And how many do you think you guys are going to be looking at to bring on for your inventory?
I'm not sure yet. That's kind of what we're still working on.
Okay, that makes total sense. And so do you have financing in place for that yet?
We don't, huh?
Okay, not yet. What do your gross annual sales look like?
Oh, gross annual, it's hard to say right now, probably... I don't know, at least they're not. It's not real high because we haven't been on a big scale. Probably, $500,000 a year.
Okay, that's not too bad at all. So based on that, we could probably unlock like $50,000 to $75,000 for you.
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, that would be... definitely enough to get those trailers if they're only 4K, or the tractors, I'm sorry, for the small tractors, mm-hmm. if they're only 4K a piece. So how soon, you said you guys are looking to do this in 3 weeks. How long does it take to get those?
Oh, we wouldn't have them, get them here on site for probably 2 months.
Okay, so for 2 months. Mm-hmm. So could people, like, pre-order them through you?
No, it just takes us that long to get them, and then they would come and they would actually, they'd order them through us if we didn't have in stock exactly what they needed.
Mm-hmm. And so, is your customers also, like, mainly business to business or business to consumer?
Business to consumer.
Okay, business to consumer. Okay, gotcha. So how much, so I guess if you get them for 4K, sell them for 9, 10K. And so what is some of the other inventory that you guys are looking to do?
Just some implements that go onto the tractors, like harrows and rotor tillers. And we do a lot of livestock panels, loafing sheds.
Okay.
You know, shelters for the animals.
Oh, okay.
Arenas, that type of stuff.
Okay. Animal shelters. And so with some of this stuff, do you currently sell this right now, or are you just looking to, like, move into selling this?
We sell livestock panels.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing that a while, and we're getting such a call for the other stuff that we're going to start going towards that as well.
Okay, perfect. So based on the demand and your customer inquiries, you're going to start selling some like the Implements, Heroes, and all of that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
awesome.
Between now and 2050, this whole entire area, it's turned into 5-acre parcels.
Hmm.
You know, and everybody's, they're moving here from out of state, buying the land, building a house, and they're making a little hobby farm. So they just need the small tractors and livestock panels, and we do the perimeter fencing, and so we're just trying to cover all their needs.
Perfect.
The hobby farm.
Okay, and so, like, a lot of people are moving over there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I hear it's beautiful. I've actually never been.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it sounds like things are going really well for you guys. So would you say you guys are growing and expanding, like not just expanding your inventory, but the business expanding overall?
Yeah.
Nice. What does your growth look like for, like, the past 2 years?
Oh, it's the past 2 years, shoot, I don't know. It's probably less than 500. It's just starting to grow pretty good.
Okay, so starting to grow now. How long have you guys been in business?
A couple years.
Okay, a couple years. How would you rate your credit?
Well, my wife has it. I lost my wife for years of cancer.
Aww.
3 years ago, and I lost some credit cards and stuff, so I'm rebuilding my credit. So my wife's score is almost 800, my new wife.
Okay. Is she a 50% owner?
Right now, she's a 100%
owner. Oh, she's a 100% owner. She's 800 credit?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely the way to go. Well, we can definitely get you a really good deal. Yeah. And you guys have been in business for a couple of years now, and you say the overall health of the business sounds really good.
Actually, we changed the name of our business because we're doing away with Traders. It was Better Built Traders.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's called the Panel Connection.
Okay.
So it's actually kind of new, the new business is.
But you changed the name, so it's is it under the same federal tax ID?
No.
Oh, okay, no. It's a new federal tax ID?
Uh-huh.
The panel. So how new, like, was it this year that you changed it?
Yeah. It's been a Panel Connection only for probably about 6 months.
Okay. Do you guys have a website?
We don't. We haven't even got that far.
Okay, but you have a Facebook page, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice. Okay, so you guys are going to build a website. Are you guys going to have some of the inventory on your website?
We will, yeah.
Okay, nice. Have you looked into that at all yet?
Yeah. We've been working with some people, putting a website together, and doing some marketing for us.
Do you know what e-commerce platform you're using?
I don't.
Okay.
I'm not very smart on that stuff.
No worries. I was just wondering.
I'm back here welding panels and selling them and delivering them and that computer stuff. I can go through it enough to look through some things or look some stuff up, but that's
mm-hmm.
about it.
Okay, well, you definitely should have someone that have them teach you how to use it, if it's whether Shopify, WooCommerce, whatever platform it is, and just so you guys will be able to update that, you know, the inventory and things yourself when you get new products, update the product descriptions, sure. Things like that.
Sure.
So you've already hired a company to do that?
We haven't.
Oh, you haven't yet? Okay.
We haven't hired them. We've had people. We've done some television advertising, and she had recommended somebody, and that person, that lady, had come in and talked with us. But we're writing it. Still haven't finished our transition, getting the rest of the traders out of here, to get more of our inventory in.
Okay.
So we weren't quite ready to do that. To have her go full bore with it.
Okay, did she give you, like, an estimate of cost on how much, like, the total website cost will be in the monthly maintenance fees?
No, we didn't get that far.
Not
with
yet.
It.
Okay.
Yeah. You know how it is. When we told her we weren't quite ready, and, you know, she was on to her next customer. I don't blame her. I mean.
No, I can see that, but, I mean, definitely, you're not ready yet, but you will be in the future, right? So,
right,
so you might as well at least get a little bit of an idea of what you guys are looking for.
Yeah. So, and I've got a customer.
Okay. Do you have an email address that I can send you a quick note and follow up? And then when you guys are ready, I'll definitely follow up with you probably sometime next week. And when you're ready to get the additional inventory and even money for your website, I can definitely help you out with our working capital programs.
Okay. It's Better Built, BETTER Built, 101
@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Jeff, I will follow up with you next week, and then we can kind of continue on our conversation and get you the money you need to keep up.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.